Saturday, pretty special day for this guy. Not only wins the Cattle Trail Tournament, but win number 450. Holy smoke, that's a lot of wins, big guy.
That just means I'm old. No, I've been blessed with a lot of great players, and I don't make a big deal about thing, and I'm a little upset with Coach Belke a little bit, but you know, it is. It's nice, and like I said, it just tells me that I've had a lot of great players, been blessed with some good talent, some kids that are dedicated to game, and this team's no different, and I'm proud of the way they fought through three games and came out on top, and I thought they saved their best defensive performance for the last, and did a really good job against some kids from Med Valley that shoot the ball really well, and we definitely had to play defense, and I thought we got up in their grill and got the job done.
Well, good thing Coach Belke has been keeping track all these years. He was keeping track someplace. Somebody had to do it.
Well, I usually tell them, because I have to fill out those questionnaires, and they usually tell them where we're at, just because we're coaches and like to do that. And, you know, I couldn't ask for a better friend than Nathan, and I was blessed to coach and teach with him. We had a lot of fun. You know, we're known for the famous in Dundee County, it was the Being Free show, the homecoming, and we did prom together. I don't know too many other schools that had two guys that did prom, so and I always thought it was the best decorated ever.
Exactly. Boy, I mean, going back to the Med Valley game, they've been playing good. I mean, Med Valley was kind of red hot coming in, but boy, your defensive effort was just unreal that game, wasn't it?
Well, you know, listen, we didn't get to watch the game until afterwards, but listen to the game, the Hitchcock and the Med Valley game coming up, and then same with the Decatur game, those boys shot the ball really well. The Einspire kid, he started since he's a freshman, he's a junior now, shoots the ball extremely well, still had three pointers on us, and they're extended, and I'm guessing two of them were from 30 foot or beyond. And then the Brown kid has been shooting the ball really well, and so we knew we had to make sure we got a hand in their faces, and the Robley kid has really come on, and so they have a really good solid team. Coach Myers does a really good job, but defensively I really thought we got after it. I thought Ethan Latta had one heck of a tournament from start to finish, and same with August Shaw. And then our role players that are stepping in, Cooper Shaw had a heck of a game against Maywood Hayes Center to step up, and then he stepped up defensively, and Blaine Aldridge had a really good game offensively, and did some good things defensively, and we just got to, you know, Dante Horner was injured, and we had just needed people to step up, and so far we've had people step up.
Yeah, for the first time in a long time, DCS and Mayhay were on the same side of the bracket. They're usually on opposite sides. You meet in the finals every year.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. You know, the coaches rank them, and you don't rank yourselves, and that's how they seed it. But I will say this. I have really enjoyed the Cattle Trail Tournament. You get to see half your conference there, and it's just an exciting time. You know, you come to McCook three nights out of the week, and the Graff Event Center is like I always said, is a diamond for Southwest Nebraska, and it's always fun to play in that atmosphere, playing at McCook High School. You know, I'll give kudos to Darren Nichols. He's done a wonderful job, and people need to come out and support that, because I think it's a wonderful thing for our kids and our schools.
You know, we're taping this on Monday, and you just got done with a reserve game here at McCook High School, and you got a big win.
Well, yeah, we did. I have to develop some depth, and we're playing the freshmen, but for McCook, but there's a difference in style. The higher level you go up, the bigger class you go, the more physical the game is, and our kids got to learn to play that way, and I think that's a really good thing for them, and it's going to make them better. So I'd like to play these guys three or four times a year, and just to make our kids better, and because it does, whether you win or lose, it makes them better.
Juanita Palisade here on Tuesday. Coach Bly is doing what he can with seven or eight kids. He doesn't have great numbers. You got him Tuesday night. They're on your schedule. Go out and play the game. And then, of course, you know a Perkins County team later in the week that's going to really be tough.
No, absolutely. And, I mean, that's something you strive for. I mean, it's, you know, when you're a small school, you get the hand that's dealt with you, and you have to deal with those kids and make them the best they can. And Juanita's no different. I'm proud of the fact that they're playing a varsity schedule in this day and age where you see a Burwell play JV and not play varsity. I don't know if that teaches kids what they need, because you know, they always say, you know, activities are the second part of education. I really believe that. You learn a lot from that. You build some character whether you win or lose. You got to be able to handle yourself in either situation. And sometimes those odds are going to be insurmountable, and you got to put your best foot forward no matter what and go at it. We've been in that situation, and you know, and we're trying to do that. And so I'm proud of the Juanita Palisade boys for as hard as they play. And we're going to have to play hard against them because that's what it is. You put that ball up in the air and you tip it, and it's go time on either side.
Congrats on number 450, big guy. It's I wish you had another 50 in to get 500. Never say never, right?
I'll never say never because there's a lot of people that say you should probably stick around for at least 10 or 15 more years to get 500. But I don't know. I've been doing this for a long time, and I think I'm ready for a new challenge. You know, I took the Hayward Center superintendent job, and I'm excited for that new challenge in life, and let some of these other young kids coach. And Jody Rhodes said retirement is great, so maybe this will give me a new lease on life.